In the Seder HaTfile, so Chazal are talking for us, we have three Zach in the Seder HaTfile. Is Yeshiva, Amide, Nefile. Every Tfile with a person davens, he has to go through three stages, three chetimtzes in Tfile. Yeshiva, Amide, Nefile. We learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in Moshe Rabbeinu, Vo'eshev Bohor. Another pasuk, Vanoichi Omadati Bohor. A third pasuk, Vo'esnape Lifnei Hashem. Vo'esnape Lifnei Hashem. So it says three ichetimtzas of Tfile, three nuschoes of Tfile in Moshe Rabbeinu. Vo'eshev Bohor, Vanoichi Omadati Bohor, Vo'esnape Lifnei Hashem. So this is Be'etzem what we do, or Siduch Be'etzem, in every Tfile we have these three Matzovim and Tfile. We have Yeshiva, we have Amide, and we have Nefile. Bederech Klal, at least in Shachris, the Seder HaDvorim is Yeshiva's, because Krishme, or maybe what we sit in the end of Tachnun, then we have Amide, and then we have Nefile, that is Tachnun. And when we finish, we say, we don't know anymore what to do. V'anachmo leideina manase. And we get up. This is it. We tried our best. Anachmu l'nei damanase. This is best in the Seder HaTfile. What? No, my reshus is right. But in Mincha also the Zalbe Zach. So in Lashon HaRambam, in Perek Tes Mitfile, when the Rambam brings down, the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Tfile, the Rambam says the Lashon, Ve'om Yoshvim Be'ashrei, Ve'om Yoshvim Be'ashrei, Ve'achar Kach Oim Din Ve'oisim Shmonesre. So Ando Zogin that it's Dobot in Midroshes from Talmidim, different people that and Dobot in Midroshes they're makbi to sit in Ashrei in Minche. Or in America. So as a Chesod B'Smedrosh. That they have a akpodah to sit in Ashrei because the yeshiva, the medayek loshon Rambam, ma'om yoishvim ba'ashrei, v'achar kach oimdim u'mispalelim. And then again, you have tachnun. The people that don't stand in shachris, so they have the yeshiva be'etzem in the end of tachnun. And Hashem Yisrael, do you make the yeshiva till again v'anachmu leidei manase? So be'etzem, these are the ishakech. These are Be'etzem are the three Chalokim at Tfile. B'min chayim ha-shliach tzibu Ashrei Hu koyre hu v'om yushev ואומר שליח ציבור ואומר קדיש והם עומדים אחרו ואינם כדרכו אז זה משמע זה איזה ישיבה אחרי יש דבלת מוס דבלת זה לא מקביד על זה ישיבה אבל מכל מקרים זה מבורר עם רמב״ם that we have these three חלוקים of תפילה these ישיבה עמידה נפילה Now, when the Rambam brings down the Seder HaTfile, the Rambam brings down like this. In Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, Shmoyne Dvorim Tzorich HaMispabel HaMispale Leizor Bohem. Amide, Noichach, Shtachavoye, Kriye. The Rambam says, V'kol HaDvorim HaAilu Eino Me'akribes HaTfile. Zog the Rambam, Amide Keitzat, Hayim Mikayim Amide, HaMispalim Elo Me'umet. Noichach, Yimechavel HaBes HaMikdosh. Then the Rambam goes weiter. Kriya keitzad. Hamispalel koireya chomesh kriyas. Bendy. Ve'achar kach priseya shalosh psiyas le'achov kshu koireya. V'kshu koireya. Zeg the Rambam. Ishtachavoye keitzad. אחר שמקביה רוישוי מקריה חמישיס יישב לאורץ ומייפל על פונות ארצו ומסחנן בכל התחנונים שירצה. סברת ממאז, זה very important לסלוחת את הסדר הדבורים. The Rambam brings down in 18 we don't have yeshiva. So the Rambam brings, what is, we have yeshiva before 18, and in 18 we have 8 things that we have to do in 18. This is Perek Hei, is 8 things that a person, 8 דברים צריך המספר להיזהר in 18. What is the 8 things that you have to do in 18? Amide, I think most people do. Noichach, everyone tries here to do the different sides, yeah? Noichach Yerushalayim. Tikkun Aguf, תיקון המלבוש, תיקון המוקם, השווי הסקול, quiet, קריאה והשתחווי. So עמידה כיצד, we get up, דם על 18 בעמידה. נויכח, המקדוש. השתחווי כיצד, קריאה כיצד, או איסה חומש קריאס. השתחווי כיצד, שמקביע ראשי מקריאה חמישיס, ישב לאורץ ומייפל על פונוב, ומסחנן בכל התחנונים שירצה. So, כשהוא עושה לפני הספונה ואחר תפילו יש מי שעושה קידו, יש מי שעושה שתחווי, הוא סיבר את ההלוכס. מן הכפושת בישראל שנויפים מהפניהם בשבס. So when you see this הלוכה, it's משמע that out of 18, right? סדר התפילה כיצד, עמידה, קריאה, שתחווי, אין נפילה. Now we said בעצם it's three זכס, ישיבה, עמידה ונפילה. בסדר התפילה כיצד, עמידה, ישתחווה קריא. Now, if this is מחייב, במילה, it's משמע that is a part of 18 the תחנו. This is the reason you're not allowed to talk before תחנו. You don't talk before 18. תחנו is the tie-up, is the banding up. You finish 18, מזג תחנו. This is the תחנו. The תחנו is a part of 18. Till the Magen Avraham as is a kasha, why is Allah not allowed to talk chazal sashatz typically you before tachnun? So he says that kminu sicha muetes, even the da'ari was very machmir even out of sicha muetes, the shemur brings down sicha muetes muto, you know that? Yeah, and the terrors the cause why the shatz didn't finish, the shmoneser didn't finish, so the tachnun doesn't start. But the matzor of kminu l'moshel, no, I don't know on other shiurim, I know my shiur, so we daven ha'echa 18, we daven mincha k'tzor. So some bochim, after when they finished, miyad hitzachon read in the learning. So I told them, you're not allowed to speak in learning because they speak before tachmon. So they, what they have to do is miyad to say tachmon, not to wait till the rabbi finishes 18 and then everyone says tachmon, miyad to say tachmon. But if they don't say tachmon and the shmuz in learning, so like it over in the salocha. The ma'isa, what happens if you speak? You lose the whole matzav. The Haidu, the Gemara says about Metzia, after the Ritva brings this riot. The Gemara says about Metzia that Rablezo, they were menade Rablezo. Because he was part of Tanu Shal Achnoi, Kois Lebe Samed, everyone knows the ma'isa, the tree, the Shomayim, Leba Shomayimi. He said, Basko, Techiach, Leba Shomayim. So they were menade. Then the Gemara says that the ma'isa, Rabban Gamliel, was a Nasi. And he was in charge of the Nidui. So the wife of Rab Lezer was the sister of Rabban Gamliel. She knew that if Rab Lezer would say Tachmon, we'll see, Baal, Tachmon is very strong. You could kill people. We'll see, I know some people used it. We'll get to it. You could kill people. If you do Tachmon good, everything Hashem, all of the tefillahs, everything what you need happens in that day. If you learn good, we'll get how you do Tachmon. Now, so she knew if Rabbi Lezer says Tachnun, Rabbi Gamliel dies. There's no suffix about it. Amazing, he has a kpeid in him, so in a minute. So she never let him to say Tachnun. One day, the Gemara says, Stum on the oru, either she touched the Shchodesh, or it was the oni on the door, she was giving tzedakah, she came back, she found him laying on the floor. So she told him, get up, you killed my brother. The Gemara says, a couple of minutes after, it was ready, you know, the loudspeaker was the noise, the Gemara says, no fakole. Everyone says it's a Levi from Rabbi Gamliel. Frank the Ritva, well, if she told him don't say Tachnun because you killed my brother, so she went out the room, he went down. How she convinced him every day not to say Tachnun? Well, she told him that, listen, I know the matzah. If you say Tachnun, you kill my brother. So one day she was not there, so he did it. Say Frank the Ritva. Zog the Ritva, every day she asked him, oh, the Chuf Shaila, she made up a Psa Shaila. She started to speak to him. Then if you say Tachon not right away, it loses the whole power. So Shaken Tachon Shem. So every day she found a piece of Shaya to Shmuz to him after Shmoneh. So the Chuf Epis, she made up of something. So every time she spoiled his Tachon. That day she didn't spoil his Tachon, it already killed Rav Lezer, Rav Gamliel. This is the reason, Lamashul, I think the Chassidish Shedachzach, they marked me to say Tachon before Vuhurachu. Why? We think, the list should think Alamo that they're right, yeah? Because they hold it, Noch Vuhurachum Shem, you lost the whole point. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's Tachnunim is Nishkan Hefsik, can the Yashav Zayn the Litvish Aminik? Can the Yashav Zayn the Litvish Aminik? But listen, the Chassidish Aminik is the right Aminik, Be'etzim. As the klolim, miyad lo shmonezre.
The Chassidim say, anyways, you see how this
tachleizer. What they say? Yidgimel midas. I know. Yidgimel midas. Yeah, it's a good kasha, but yidgimel midas the andazav. Yidgimel midas could be the inner to say it's a part of shmonezre. Yidgimel midas shel rachmim. But vur rachmim is tam tachnunim.
Hashem lebegad.
What? Vidui. Okay, we'll see. Bav. It could be tachmun alein as vidui. But vur rachmim is tam psukim b'tachmun. You say every Suda has different Nuschas Dalton. He says, Meret. You lose the whole point. So I'm saying, Adam Moisip says, Tumin Hogim. You can stand Tumin Hogim. Their meaning was to be Soymech, the Tachnun, to the Shemon Esra. Mishnebura says, our meaning, not the Shemsach Mishun Zer meaning. Yeah? Our meaning is we don't do it because we hold, and Mishnebura learns that the Tachnun are Nishkan Efsik. Stop. They do like this, we do like this. No, doesn't make a difference. It's a ganze mahus. Now, the Rabbeinu Bechaye, what is the musig if Tachnun? So we have to know, Bezman HaGemore, Sibar, the Gemore in Megile, Tachnun is Loshon HaRambam. Ba'achar Shmonesre, Ba'achar Yakiri HaChamishis, Yoishev Lo'oretz, Noifel Al-Polav Arzo, ומסחנן בכל התחנונים שירצה. ומסחנן בכל התחנונים שירצה. This is תחנון. נויפל האורץ, ומסחנן בכל התחנונים שירצה. Why are you נויפל על האורץ? So רבינו, we said, we have this עניין נפילה, וסנאפה לפני השם בריס ההיא. So רבינו בחיי, עם פרשת קוירח, brings down, just want to say the lotion, he says like this, it's three עניונים, and Tachnun, why you neifel al pono? One Indian, Moiro Shechina. We David lifnei Hashem. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was davening, he covered his head. He covered his ponim. He went to Nikra Satzur. Vayichas pono. Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? This is Kiyorim Mehabit. So this is the Musa give Moira Kilo, we come close to Hashem, so we fall down and we yorel a habit. The second is Hachnoe v'tzar. A person is mismale Hachnoe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel as tfilis. And the third zach is Miloshen that tshuve, he does tshuve, is nichna lifnei Hashem. And Memele HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he wants. So it's three zachen. Yire, Achnoe, Tshuve. The Zohar brings down the third zach, and this is Be'etzem, we'll see about the mocker for all the Chassidish Anogis in Tachnun. Boile le Barnash, Le'achoze grame Bosar de Sum Tzloisa de Amide, Ki ilu iftar me'alme. He falls on the floor, I'm not here anymore. This is it, I'm dead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you everything. Here's my body. I'm a piece of nevela. I'm laying on the floor. I'm worth nothing. I'm moisar nefesh. Rebbeinu shel olam. I'll do everything for you. I'm moisar nefesh and a person full. And this is the reason we don't do it by night, because it's dangerous. Now, zog dem zayar hakodesh. If a person does the last kavane and he doesn't do it, he really means it. Vay lehay man, oi, to that person. The osil mifte le meore belibei. He comes to HaKadosh Baruch and he pretends that he's a dead person. Gorim ale li istalek ma'ad ma'ali, he causes himself to die. If a person plays Mesiras Nefesh, begin dichsiv, doiver shkorim, lo yichoin le neged einai. Now, we have to know the Sfardisha have Beshas Tachnun, they say a Mizmor. The Mizmor that they say, they don't say our Mizmor. They say a Mizmor, Mizmor Elecho Hashem Nafshi Esa. They have some. Mizmor Hashem Elecho Nafshi Esa. This means a Kadosh Baruch Hu Meisel Nefesh. Now, a lot of people stop to say it because Nafshi Elecho Hashem Esa. The Imam is Meisel Nefesh, and if you're not Mechaben, you could die. We'll see that the Sfardim don't make a Nefilas HaPayim Bichlal. They just sit. Because the attack is scared to do Nefilas HaPayim. You do Nefilas HaPayim in the wrong Kavona, you could die. It's not Musa. If it doesn't help, it doesn't harm. It's a Gamish, does it? If it's wrong, it kills. Divratayre. It's not Musa. Someone learned Stam. Or it becomes a Machaim, the guy that doesn't become a good boy becomes a terrible Bacha. It's not someone learns and nothing comes out of him. Or he's a mitzvah, or he goes off the derech. Sometimes you don't see it. It's not. The Rotei Gemara says Samachaim la'mei minima, Samamoros la'masmilim bo. It's not in between. It's talking in between. Tachnun is the same bezach. What? What to heal him? If you say to heal him enough, which noch tefillah will you say when you fall down on a pine, you're holding your moshmanes. It's going to heal him. It's echa to heal him. Focus on posse can to heal him. Because David HaMelech also said it. You're standing now lifnei HaMelech. Shmonesa doesn't go, if I want, Hashem is like a deer, and I'm oimer lifnei HaMelech. And if I'm not, I'm standing in the shtiblach. If in Shmonesa I'm oimer lifnei HaMelech, so Hashem comes. So Hashem is standing, and I'm standing here, and instead, when I'm standing in front of Hashem, I'm starting to fall on the floor and start to yell and scream. Because Shmonesa kills. And this is the reason what the Gemara says, really, when we saw from the Gemara, from the Ritva, Rab Lezer fell, she knew her brother is dead. He didn't daven against him. But she knew, her brother caused like Masnefesh, even though he did it al-Pi Aloche, she knew, one Tachnun, my brother is dead. It was so partial to her. She told her, Kum, Arakta l'achui. She knew for sure. This is the Keach of Tachnun. I heard once, I don't remember Ginoi, and one of the Gedolim, I just read it a year ago, I don't remember who it was, that they were hiding, and the Germans were coming, I don't remember, and three kids, and they were begging him, and he davened, and after Shmonesa he went down to the floor, and he said the kids will live. And he said, but a person has to know that if he does it in the wrong way, and he's not holy, he kills himself, and he loses Elam Habe. Can't do it stam. But Be'etzem, the Tachnun is the time to daven. This is one of the reasons, I hope we'll get to it, by the Chassidim, I don't know if you saw a lot of the Chassidim don't like to say Tachnun. They try to find excuses. No, we'll go through the excuses. One of the Choshuva reasons is, they try to find a way not to say Tachnun. It's fire. They're trying to keep away from this fire. And you all say, we'll see, there's more reasons why the Chassidim don't say. They bring down the Be'er Heter brings down B'Shem Rav Nutroi Goen Nefila Sapayim Reshus. The Gemara says in Yevomes, we got it, Kuf Chof Beis, Hanach Ragle Da'amiroi. So the Goenim say Hanach Ragle Da'amiroi means a Yortzeit. The regal of Da'amiroi means the Yortzeit. So as even a regal, you don't say Tachnun, you don't say in a Yortzeit. But see, Rabbi Shah holds that if you come to a place that they say that they don't say Tachnun because it's a Yortzeit, you're mechuyev to say Tachnun. Yeah? It doesn't matter. If your meaning is not to not, I'm saying, if your meaning is to say, you're not saying Mechani Yortzeit. And then someone says it's a Yortzeit, you don't say, you're mechuyev to Mashim Tachnun. Because putting your daven in that shul, and it's a Yortzeit, when you daven home in the room, you have to say Tachnun. Because you went to a shtibul that they didn't say. Shem Zalman holds that if it's taka your side and you didn't say it, Shem Zalman holds you don't have to be mashim. Also maybe later we'll go more to the pratim. Not in front of everyone. This is going to do. Later, quietly. You don't have to fall. You could sit and say. You could sit. No, you could say at the same time. Just you don't have to sit on the floor. You could sit in your place and say it. They could take the thing. Then you say gashrei. But every time you say exactly word by word with the shots, you don't have to pull down. If you pull down your head, this is what he's going to do. But if you don't put down your head, there's nothing he's going to do.
Is there a reason?
Now, there's another halacha that we don't say tachnun after shkiyas hachama. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in Ben Hashmoshes, you say tachnun. Till at least 30 minutes after shkiyah, you say tachnun. The Ma'aseh Mili Yerushalayim of Shmuzamer Rebbe Yashiv holds that we don't say tachnun after shkiyah bichlal. Why? Because the Bais Yosef holds again that if you do tachnun by night, you make kasetz benetias. Again, it's mamish dangerous by night. Al pi d'ma'ari and al pi zoya. Menos b'shlamas says chamira sakante meisure. Menos we don't say tachnun. This is the reason. The meaning of Moshe, I think, by Vishnitz I know, and more they don't say tachnun bichlal and mincha. Again, but that the chassidim, every tziruf that they could, they don't say. They don't want to touch fire. They all more. Their avoda was the inyanim from tefillah were very stark. Pachat, you know. They were mechaber and tachnun. The big rebbes were mechaber and tachnun. Alei kavodes. But he had an excuse. They didn't say. But the Vishnitz the Moshe, they don't say in mincha. The mocking from the meaning was because in chutz la'aretz most places the mincha is after shkiyah. So the they already will make the skier and chas v'sholem someone will daven after shkia, and the they will say tachnu. I'm saying this is brought on the spot. The ma'aseh in Eretz Yisrael, the ma'aseh has no reason to keep that minig. If I'm saying the places that you daven in time, Rav Shlomo Zalman Eberbach says if you come to a place that you don't say mincha tachnu, not to mashlim. To follow tzach the minig, and if you daven in a shtibul and a mokim that you don't say tachnu and mincha, you don't say. Now, lemaise, we'll try to get it later. Klal Yisrael today don't do nefilas apayim anymore. The nefilas apayim mean to lay on the floor. Yeah. Klal Yisrael stop to do nefilas apayim. What they do is they sit and they put down the head. Most people they put down the hand on the chair. They sit down. They put the hand and they put the hand on the head on the hand. The kind of Mishnah Berurah says you can do it standing. The same thing. You just put down your head. If you can't, Thomas Damish Mones, the Mishnah Berurah says, so you stand and you do it. Katchil is even to sit. Now, why it changed, it's not clear when it changed. When Klal Yisrael stopped to say Tachnu, and they switched to put down the head at the hand, instead of falling on the floor and saying Tachnu. And the Gemara in Megillah of Beis state that Bizman Rav yet, they would say Tachnu falling on the floor. Now the shaila why the minhag changed. So there's one marker. The Gemara in Megillah says she'ein le'odom choshuv lipol al ponov elam ken yodea boi she'yone. Now in the choshuv a person that is not allowed to fall on the floor if he has a tzad that his tefillah will not be niskadim. Again, because when you fall on the floor, this is like gives the gushpanke. This gives mamash that then the tefillahs have to be accepted. So if you're a choshev person and you fall down and the tefillahs will not be niskabel, it'll be chilul Hashem. So the Gemara is talking in Megillah of Beis, ein loy lo adam choshev lipol al ponov im loy she yodea she tefillahs will be niskabel. Zog the Yerushalmi, every person not allowed to fall down al ponov if he doesn't know that his tefillahs will be niskabel. And the Mele, the Gemara says that this is the reason Rove, the Gemara says, didn't do nefilas apayim because he was an Adam Choshuv and he was Atzli Atzlui. Now, the Shara, what does exactly Atzli Atzlui means? He for sure didn't fall straight, he bent himself to the side. From this, what we do is Be'etzem, we bend on the hand. The Klaizibur Rebbe said another reason why we don't do Tachnu is because the halacha is you're only allowed to do Tachnu with a Sefer Teira. If it's not Sefer Teira, again, it's very dangerous. The reason is because it says, Lifnei Hashem, Veschana Lifnei Hashem, Vesnapa Lifnei Hashem, the Nefila is only allowed to be Lifnei Hashem. Mele, we're not sure every Sefer Teira, if it's a Sefer Teira kosher, it's not a Sefer Teira kosher. So Bemele, we don't want to do a Nefila Sapayim. So Be'etzem, what we do is Zecher Nefila Sapayim. The Hainu, the Nefila Sapayim that is Mamish Spitz, that kills all the Oivim, is the real Nefila Sapayim that you go down to the floor. So again, the Aloch is not to do it stuff. So we do Ke'ena Zecher. Lemaise, we know Aloch in Yerushalayim, the meaning is that you don't have to have a Sefer Teira, because the whole Yerushalayim is called Lifnei Hashem. And the Zogin, only the old city, Lemaise was Niskabel in the whole Yerushalayim. So Moshe and the disciples said that even if it's Sforim inside the room, it's also enough. Or even in Chutz La'aretz, if it's no Sforim, but it's a place that normally is Aron HaKodesh, even they took it out, but it's not Sheni V'Chamishi, for safe reasons, you're allowed to. And also the Ma'aseh, everyone passing that in the Chadorim, you're allowed to teach the kids to make the Tefillah Sapayim with the hands, even on the Ma'aseh, it's no Sforim, no Sforim, because Mitzad Chinuch. The Ma'aseh, the Sfardim are more scared from the Sakona, and from that came the meaning that they still sit, they Bichlal don't do no Tefillah Sapayim. We do Nefilas Sapayim. We only do it on our hands. Now, another reason the Mefarshim say why Taka is stopped to do Nefilas Sapayim, and this will bring us Taka to the next halacha, that Be'etzem is the Isur to be Mishtach ve'ala Oretz. Is the Isur midairaisa only in Beis HaMikdash you're allowed to Mishtach ve'ala floor. Shalom Beis HaMikdash you're not allowed to do Ishtachavoy. See in a second, what is Ishtachavoy? Ishtachavoy is pishut yudayim v'raglayim, Ishtachavoy is just to lay on the floor, or just to sit on the knees. But it's an Isur Ishtachavoy. So be'etzem, the Gemara says, so what is the Eitzah? In time of the Gemara, the people that did Ishtachavoy, they didn't go completely to the floor. The Gemara says, they bent to the side. The Gemara says, they came to a place, and Rav didn't want to do Nefilas Apayim because it was a floor. You're not allowed to do Ishtachavoy on the floor. But the Eitzah is, if you turn your head to the side. So, b'meile, I'm the second, why Taka, they didn't do Ishtachavoy anymore? Because they were scared that Chas v'Shalem, people will do Ishtachavoy and they will not cover the hair. Well, you see sometimes, in Yom Kippur, you see some Amiratzim, they just do Ishtachavoy like this. So, Yom Kippur, Chodesh Da'olam, you know, but if there'll be time in the shul, you know, everyone will just go down to the floor, people will be Nishtach on the floor. People who are nishtachma on the floor could be the either Yisrael the Reis or Yisrael the Rabbanon. So because of that, Lemaise Klal Yisrael stopped to do this Ishtachavoye, and Klal Yisrael started to do only on the side. Lemaise the Rambam also, even that he says this halacha v'noiflim al pneim, then his mamshech and he says in Perek Tes Seder Tfilah b'tzibur kachu, he brings the whole Seder. ואומר קדושה ואחר שישלם כל התפילה יושב ויפול על פונו ויתה מעט הוא וכל הציבור. So the Rambam says יתה מעט. It's not clear how much he means ויפול על פונו. I'm not saying the Rambam means how much to go down to the floor. I'm not saying to the side. אבל מכל מוקר למייסה, the meaning of Mishnah Berurah says that למייסה you know if you're allowed to Here is a big vikuach. The Mishneh Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham. That it says that we lemaise, we do Nefilas Apayim, but it's not a real Nefilas Apayim because we stay sitting, we just fall a little bit, we fall to the table. The Magen Avraham says, so our minig is we fall to the table, and what we do, so the lashon of the Magen Avraham is, Ein ledabo ben tefila Nefilas Apayim. כשנויפל על פונוב נויגו להטס על הצד שמאל. What it means? כשנויפל על פונוב, זאת משתברות. הנה נפיל הספיים שנויגו בימי הראשונים בדרך קידה. דהיינו ליפול על פונוב ארצו. שלא יפישו כדאי ורגליים. Not laying like this, just... ועכשיו לנויגו ליפול על פני ממש, אלו בהטוי הסרויש וכיסו יפונים בלבד. ונויגים לחס הספונים בבגד. So what is the lotion? Be'atoya saroish v'kisu yaponim bilvad. We don't fall to the floor. We just put our face into the stander, into the hands. So this is kisu yaponim. This means basically you can do it standing. Nefilas apayim is to take the face to stick it to the floor. This is nefilas apayim arzo. We don't do it. Mishnah Berurah doesn't know why. Klal Yisrael stopped. Now Mishnah Berurah said, but it's not enough to cover your head. So Magen Avraham says nefilas kisu yaroish. So the Biur Halacha says that he thinks that it's a mistake. There's no point to do both. Amol, they went to the floor. When you go to the floor, it's an issur to make Ishtachavoy on the floor. So what you do, it's two eitzes. Or you cover your face, or you bend it to the side. So you're not really facing the floor. Here the Magen Avraham says, we cover our face and we do atoya. So the Shmir Shabbos Kiyul Choser, Reb Azriel Oyerbach, And I start from the Chachomim, I'm Makpid and the Mogen Avrom. Dahainu, not to do like this. Dahainu, straight. Just to fall upon him like this. Doesn't mean that Mamash everyone has to see you, but not facing down. Hatoya Saroish. Lemaise, in Yom Kippur, most of the Machmirim are Makpid on it. Dahainu, everyone has to be Makpid that there'll be something. Moshe, there's a lot of Amiratzes, maybe it's good to say it. That when Yom Kippur, when you go down to the floor, I want maybe a second to be Mazbir. The Iker is in Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to. If there's nothing on the floor, if it's a floor from stone, it's an Isur other the Raisa, other the Rabbanon to make Ishtachavoy. You have to have something in between you. It's an Isur to Mishtachbet to Hashem if it's not something in between you and the floor. The Iker, something has to be Mafsik in the face, not in the knees. Some Amiratim, I see, they put something under the knees. Yeah? Maybe it's wrong, but I check before I go down to see the matzah. Yeah? To go over to these people, yeah? The problem is people don't have because everyone only knows himself, yeah? So for years he was doing what, you know, when he was a kid he thought that he has to do. The ikar is the face. You have to have on both. But if you only have enough, just to cover the face, not the feet. But most people do fuck up, really? Now, the frum people do. Hatoya Saroish also. When they go up to the bottom, they don't put the face on the pillowcase. They turn the head a little bit slightly down. And you go down to the floor, but the face turns. Hatoya Saroish. What the Magen Avraham tells us to do, not only in Yom Kippur when you go down to the floor, even in Tachnun, why? Because it's a gzeire, auto you'll go to the floor, or because it's keneged the oretz. So the Magen Avraham says, we machmir, even though we don't do it, but we do kilo we're on the floor. God, we don't go down. But we play kilo we went down to the floor. So kilo went down to the floor, we need to put a kisui, and we need to make a little turn. But Halacha says he doesn't stand. If you're not going down to the floor, it's enough you're doing a kisui. And we're not going down to the floor. And the Chlal Mishnah Morgan of Rome says, you're not down. The hands are not a hefsik. Now, I'm not saying that it's only not a hefsik in Tachnun, but Gabi Kriya La'oretz could be a hefsik. It's a big shayla. Ablegabi Tachman, the Mishnah Berurah says lehedia, that has to be closed, cannot be hands.
What about a matzah in between?
Matzah is good. Veloy dai kisu hayad shenefer ponov olov. Lefi shehayad veaponim guf echodem, ve'ein haguf yochel lechasis es atzmoy. Again, I'm not saying that legabi ikriya mishtachavoy, it could be good. But legabi Tachman, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not. Al pi kabole, the Kabbalists say that it's very dangerous to put the head on top of the hand. Chudam Shabur says not enough. Okay, well, if you have a standard, it's okay. If a person stands like this, it's not good. Yeah, but if he puts his head inside the standard, there's no din. Like a thriller is a hand. But he's mechasa his face inside the standard, or inside the sitter. But a lot of people, the problem is that they know the head, they do have toya. So what is stopping the whole thing is the hand. They do like this. So this is Golish. And also it's very dangerous to Kabbalah state because the Averis of the person are written on his hand. So this man is a dangerous time. He puts the hand there like he shows everyone his Averis. So nice, you have to be Makbid to take this Chaylik. We have the sleeves. Yeah, people that don't have sleeves, Chaylik, what's the top? So they have to be Makbid Taka to do a standard. I'm saying to be Makbid on the standard Taka. Now, I want a little bit to be Masbir. The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says, this is the Mokir Be'ezin to Nefilas Apayim. The Gemara says, Tazei, Rav Ikra Lahu Asre. Rav came to a place, Noful Kule Al Me'al Apayim. Everyone went down to the floor. Rav Loi Nofal Al Apay. Rav stayed standing. Zog the Gemara, Rav, my time alone, nofil ala pei. So we see at least that in time of Rav, the meaning was everyone went down to the floor. Everyone went down to the floor. So the Gemara, Rav, my time alone, nofil ala pei. Why Rav didn't go down to the floor? Zog the Gemara, Rav, ritzpo shel avonim oisa. It was a floor from stone. V'tanya even maskis loititnu be'artzachem liishtacha v'isaleo. Oleo iyato mishtacha bebe'artzachem, aber to mishtach be'al avonim shel beis ha-migdash. So the isur ishtachavoy al ritzpa shel even. So Rav didn't want to be mishtach be'al ritzpa shel even. Fragt die Gemara. So why everyone else fell? Sagt die Gemara, the Isur is only an Ritzpah shel Avonim. And by them it was not stones. I've thought that it's a stone. It was not a stone. So the Gemara says, Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to go on a floor that is not a stone. You're allowed to make Ishtachavoy. So the Mefarshim asked the Kasha, so why the Gemara had to bring a Braise? The Maaseh the Gemara had to say, there's a lav in the Torah, the Torah Evan Frank, there's a lav in the Torah, Evan Maskis, Letnidu Ba'artzachem, you're not allowed to be Mishtachve. So why the Gemara has to bring down? So the Torah Eben says that the Gemara had a Sarkedaitor that maybe it's no Isur only in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz there's no Isur to be Mishtachve, it says Ba'artzachem. So they brought the Braise, that in Braise state that only Beis HaMikdash is Mutar. But the Mefarshim say another Zach. What is the Isur Be'etzem to be Mishtachve? What is the Isur to be Mishtachve? Again, Mishtachvoye is to go down, to daven to Hashem, to be Mishtachve on the floor, the Teres Tfile. Not the Teres Tfile, is no Isur De'Raise, maybe it's even Isur De'Rabbanan. We're speaking of the Isur De'Raise. So there's two shittas. What is the Isur? And the Rambam it says that the getter of the Isur is because it's like Avodah Zarah. The Akum, the goyim do it. You can see how the Arabs do it today. So the man is Derech HaAkum. Frag the Chinuch and the Rambam, if it's Derech HaAkum, so why in Beis HaMikdash do it? In Beis HaMikdash we also do it. In Beis HaMikdash everyone did it. This is called Derech HaAkum. ומאלה זה חינוך לא איזה אנדר זך ואיסור איז בקוז זה נראה כמשטחה ולאבן לא שאתה כסבאים של הסטור ומאלה בי סמידו שזה לא רוצה לא איזה משטחה ותל האבן ומאלה עצמות לו ומאלה קום תשע זה So we have two reasons why the mice are prisoners also to be mishtachve. עבד את הגזיר הסקוס ונעל את המשטח עוד מצד ניריקה ודזורה עוד בקוז ניריקה ודזורה עוד בקוז ניריקה משטח ולאבן רשי says a new reason not ניריקה ודזורה not ניריקה משטח ולאבן פונק פקרט זאת רשי רבי נוחנן אבל this is the way to dive into Hashem and Beis HaMikdash is as they will avoid us פנים בחוץ and he says פקרט בער לא יסעסקים בארצרם, במקדוש אתו משתחווה על האבן, ואי אתו משתחווה בגבולים. So it's two reasons בעצם. One reason is the first reason, ניריקה ודזורה, ניריקה משתחווה לאבן, and בייס המקדוש you don't have this problem. Or, פקר, ולת דעבודן בייס המקדוש, the man is the Israel to do it outside. If this is the pshat, ומאלה, the חילוש of the Gemara was, that Rav didn't want to be mishtachve. Rav holds that every mishtachve that outside Beis HaMikdash has the isur of nireke mishtachve other lavi dezore other mitzad that it's avoid as pnim and b'meile now where's the nafkemine the Gemara zog to say if it's mitzad nireke avi dezore if it's mitzad nireke avi dezore so could be the isur of nireke avi dezore could be only in Beis HaMikdash, only in Eretz Yisrael, but l'maise, v'aretz avoidas pnim, you're not allowed to do it all over. So l'maise, midoiraise, the isur ishtachavoye is dum yede Beis HaMikdash. What is ishtachavoye dum yede Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam says a person goes down to the floor, he opens his hands, opens his feet, like we know in the state that everyone got Dalet Ames, pishut yodayim v'reglayim. If he stands straight and he goes down like this, the female shittas is the Isur de Rabbana. Now again, the Isur de Raisa is only when it's stone. When it's not stone, there's no Isur de Raisa, but it's the Isur de Rabbana. It's the Isur de Rabbana. But if it's something mafsik in between the stone, if it's something is mafsik, I'm sorry, like this. Midei Raisa, it's only an Isur and stone. Midrabbanon, if it's not stone, you're allowed to be mishtachavim. So you're allowed to be mishtachavim. On stone, you're not allowed to mishtacha v'midei raise. If it's not stone, you're allowed to. In midei raise, it's only shtachavoyer. Midei rabbanon, even if you go straight down, it's also asur. So be'etzem, in America, l'moshul, all the floors are not stone. But while it's mechuba lekarka, some people are machmir. Also not so poshut. Then the mice, if you have carpets, some person want to be maker. I'm saying again, while the carpets are mechuba lekarka, so it's also awesome. So lemaise, we'll say like this, me'ikar adin, me'ikar adin is isur only on floor from stone. Lemaise, we are machmir also when you have carpets, because the mechuba lekarka, it's like on the floor. But me'ikar adin, if it's not ritzba from floor and it has carpets, it's not so chomel. This means I'm saying, if you come to Chutzlaus, the Gabi Yom Kippur, even though we're saying that you have to be machmir, you have to know in Eretz Yisrael, it's much more chomel from in Chutzlaus. Because in Eretz Yisrael, all the floors are stone. In America also, you have new places ready to do from stone. All the old yeshivas that are made from wood, and then they have carpets. Now, the carpets also is a chiluk. If it's a carpet that is made inside, it's more chomel. But if it's a carpet that moves from one place to the other, so then, the etzem is no isur. But the ma'isa, klal isur ha-makbid. Now, it's no chazach. Even the ma'isa, mi'ikar adin, the isur is only isur ishtachavoye. Then you're not allowed to be mishtachve and ritzpa shal even. Or something that is mechubo le-even, that is mamish on top of the even, but if it's not on top of the even, it's muter. Klal isur have a minig not to be mishtachve, not to sit on the knees, even lo l'shem ishtachavoye. The ma'aseh is no mocking for it in the poskim. Well, people, when they brought up, I don't know in America how it goes, but when I was brought up, they teach you that you don't go down on your knees. You put something in between the knees and the floor. No? You ever heard about it?
Yeah.
So what? Now, the ma'aseh is no mocking for it. And again, you have to know, why is no mocking for it? For two reasons. First is an ishtachavoy. Ishtachavoy is to put down the face. Because when the face didn't come down, be'etzem is no isur. More from that, ishtachavoy is only asur if you're doing it l'shem ishtachavoy. If you're not doing it l'shem ishtachavoy, you just want to take the shoes under the bed. You want to take them out. Be'etzem is no isur. But lemaise, I heard in the Shmir Shabbos that the minig is to be makbid on it. The mokir is a pasuk in shoiftim. When he wanted to test who was mishtachel l'avodah zarah or not, it says he gave them the water, and he saw that the people that were mishtachel l'avodah zarah, they bent at the knees and they took the waters, and he killed all these people. The ones that were not mishtachel l'avodah zarah, so they went and they took the water. Where's the pasuk? Exactly, where's the pasuk? Shevtim zayin pasuk hey. So the shaila is, if you no problem to sit on the knees, why do other people just bend down to take the water? Why they didn't sit on the knees? So we see that vayistoyis, even in that days, even shaloi l'shem ishtachavoye, people didn't go down on the knees. But again, what is enough kimina? I'm not saying it's such a minik, it's kedai to keep the minik. Aber mit avisen, this is not a minik. So lemaise, I'm saying again, because we see, if you chalik in the poiskim, how much it's chomel this Indian from going on the floor, that the ganze tachnun, I'm saying, we said more reasons why they changed it. It was too dangerous, they didn't want people to do nefilas sapayim. Moses says, it's a pachat. But a person has to know, when you come every time to davening, valid state that this is the kerech of tachnun, that it could kill, the poiskim bring down, that a person that says tachnun bekavone, person that says Tachnun Bekavon, all of his tefillahs on his kaber, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a koyach to understand his learning, and all of his sainim disappear. Chaim Biggs down. Noisim le'oiz lilchem ha'yitzerore tuisefes sechel batoiro v'sedoiseo tuisefes dveikus bekoinoi zeichel le'mesilo ashpo el ashchino eim cheid bo'al yodoi. Chaim Biggs down. It's be'emeses that, you know, people look alamol for gulas. You have to know that this gula from Tachmons, I'm saying, avade. A bocher can't say, okay, now that I know what it is, you know, one time I would just go, sometimes I have mamash mitzahor, like, I really want to die, just like, one time to fall on the floor. I know some choshev people that do it. When no one is around, they close themselves in the room, and they fall down, but they say, yeah. But at least a person that is not doing it, to know, he's finished Moneh, so he finished the David. And he falls. No, avade, shein svarim, you have to have the three kavanas, the four kavanas. Moira Kurish Borhu, Achno Ribbonishlem, and Nichna Lefonecho. I'm a Kabul Oil Malchushomaim, I'm Shov Betshuva, and I'm garnished. I'm Moiser Nafshi, I'm Moiser Nafshi. Again, you have to do it Bekavone. I'm saying it's a pachad because these things that tell people to do it, if you're not doing it right, you can mamish Mekatzes Benetias and it's mamish and Sakon, and people die. But Mitzad Sheni, this is the avoid of tefillah. I'm saying it's such a baltashchis every day. It's twice a day tachnun. Such a choshev tefillah. Such a choshev tefillah. Now, I'll tell you one more thing. What we say in tachnun. It's not a locher what to say. The Rambam says, "Benoifel al ponov v'mar bevechol atachnunim sheirtze." You could have it for what you want. That's not how people get up so quickly. People shmakuleinu, they stuff in, yeah? You know, rotten, they stuff refrainu, every people have, you know, all their lists. Tachmun, this is the real place to stuff in. V'marve v'tachnunim kechol kama sheirtze. But what we say in Tachmun? So it's not din what to say, right? Open the Rambam. What do you say? It's a din to say Tachmun. It's a meridik ezach. It's a din to say Tachmun. Loshen HaRambam, when he brings down in Perek Hei, אז ואחר כך נויפל על פונם, כשחוי זה מהקריר החמישיס, שתחבוי הקץ המקביע הרוי שמקריר החמישיס, יויש לאורץ הפונם ומסחנן בכל תחמונם שירצה. This is it. פרק טס, he brings down the סדר, סדר התפילה, ואחר ששיעה שקורא התפילה, ואיפה לפונם וייתם מעט וכל הציבור, ויסחנן. ויסחנן. It's not a lot of what. So, I think in נוסח אשכנז, ביום הדבר גדול צער רחום ושם חוטוסי לפניך השם מולה רח ומולה. Why did you choose to put that פרק? There's no הלוכה for that פרק. All the other things is בואים עם אשרי, בואים עם וולציון. There's a הלוכה ומסחלן ככל שירצה. Because it's such a stark תפילה and the mamash dangerous what is happening in the Olamas when you say it. It's the dangerous part of תפילה. So we start to ask מכיל רחום וחוטוסי לפניך השם מולה רח ומולה. And then we see say, Rachmanes, 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 and we get up. This is the pachad of the tefillah. This is the pachad of the tefillah. From these are the psukim. Rachum chotosi lefonecho. Nidna l'biyad Hashem, u'biyad l'ma l'poilo. We start. Ribayna shalaylo, ribayna shalaylo. Biyad Hashem, nidish biyad odom. This is the kerech of tachnu. I think if a person takes on himself such a zach, a gay davin and tachnu, you know, the whole tefillah could get a different tzura. בעזרת השם, קדוש ברוך הוא מקבל התפילה.